USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Both Democrats and Republicans are bringing their heavy hitters to Pennsylvania this weekend, with former President Donald Trump set to appear at a rally in La Trobe for Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz Saturday night. Former President Barack Obama made his own appearance at the Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman's rally in Pittsburgh Saturday morning, urging Pennsylvania's Democrats to vote for candidates like Fetterman, he says represents their state's best interests in Washington.
The only way to save democracy is if we, together, fight for it. And it starts with electing people who know you, who see you, who care about you.
Watch for a new intelligence report on UFOs.
A new defense intelligence report on UFOs is expected to be released in the next few days. The report describes recent incidents of unidentified flying objects and the explanations behind the sightings, including drone flights and weather balloons. The report could reveal if any of the UFOs are advanced spy craft flown by other countries. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Representative Johanna Hayes, Democrat of Connecticut, won her seat in Congress in 2018. On the final weekend before Election Day, Georgia GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker held one of his last rallies and speeches Saturday at a pregame event at his alma mater, the University of Georgia, urging Georgians to vote. Using football analogies, Walker encouraged voters to consider the Republican candidates, the A-team, ahead of Warnock and other Democratic candidates.
We stay together. We stay together, we can get this thing worked out.
Yes.
But what has happened right now, we got the C-team in. We got the C-team in that's lying to you. And they keep wanting to tell you that they're doing good, but they're not. They're lying to you right now.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
3 days before the midterm elections, President Biden is campaigning in Joliet, Illinois, blasting Republicans who are threatening Social Security and Medicare.
Generations of Americans have counted on it, and it works. If we didn't have Social Security, the poverty rate for those over 65 would be four times what it is now. Four times.
There's hope for our nation's homeless veterans.
Veterans in the U.S. experiencing homelessness are seeing the biggest decline in 5 years. New data released this week shows the number dropped by 11% since 2020. There were more than 33,000 homeless veterans in January of this year, compared to more than 37,000 in 2020. The new numbers show significant drops each year in homelessness from 2010 to 2016 as well. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The late comedian Richard Jenny said this at the 1995 ESPYs. You're a football ref, an ordinary man, 60, 65 years old. You're not making the big millions like the football players, but you've got one thing. You got a button on the belt. Well, former ACC referee Ron Cherry used a moment in an otherwise forgettable 2007 game between Maryland and North Carolina State to make arguably the most famous call in college football history.
Personal foul, 69, offense, he's giving them the business.
Giving them the business. Can you look that up in the rule book?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.